in here?
I don't...
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was DOA, Taking Care of Business, which is precisely what Joey Keithley will be doing now that he's been elected to city council in Burnaby. Guy finally got in. Good for him, though. I think that's fantastic. That's great news. Sure he'll do a good job. We got a lot of new stuff to play tonight. Last week was Pledgerama. Just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in, for listening, for donating your hard-earned money. We surpassed our goal by almost 4,000, I think, something like that. So that's fantastic. I guess that means we can go forward with digitizing our library here and setting up the listening booths around campus. So that's good news. Wanted to thank Jarrett and Michael, our station manager and programming manager, director, I guess, whatever. Amy, the volunteer coordinator, and Dobbs, who worked tirelessly here. I don't know. He was always here. Every time I was here, he was here. So, yeah, I'm going to start things off with a brand new album by a band out of Rhode Island called Daughters. This is their fourth album, their first on Ipecac, and it's a weird one. We're going to hear the Lord's Song. Name of the album is You Won't Got What You Want. Here we go on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Sing it, sing it. Igor, have you heard of the Fright Night, October 27th at Bar Italian Court?
Yes, Dracula, I have. DJ Harry Chan is back in town.
Right on. DJ No Contact at Oxide are playing too.
There will be prize draws all night in a spooky photo booth.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
We'll see you October 27th at Bar Italian Quarter for Fright Night with DJ Harry Chan, No Contact, and Oxide.
All right, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was, that was great is what that was. That was Throat from Finland with a track off their brand new album, Bareback. The name of that song was No Hard Shoulder. I really dug the groove on that. That was fantastic. Ken Mode blowing up the speakers there with Very Small Men from their latest album, Loved. And Daughters started the set off with the Lord's Song from their new album, You Won't Get What You Want. But what if I do? There's a new band sprouted up on the local scene, featuring Ryan from Permanent Mistake and Domestic. You might recognize them. I've played those bands a few times on the show. I've got a new band called Soft Switch. It's due out in the near future. In the meanwhile, one track has been released. We're going to take a listen to that. It's right here. Name of the album is Happiness. Track is called Boys. This is Soft Switch on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's fourth annual listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books and the support was overwhelming and heartwarming. The money we've raised will go into station operations, ensuring you'll continue to get the great programming you love year-round and allow us to make improvements and take new steps in serving this wonderful community. You came through for UMFM and we can't thank you enough, but here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
All right, you're tuned into Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Soji from Michigan with the track called From their self-titled album. That was recorded by Steve Albini. Fat from Australia before that. That was something new. I've never heard them before, but I really like it. The track was called We're All Right. Off the EP Off the Cuff. Pigeon from Berlin before that with a brand new EP out called Bug. Name of that track was Less. And Soft Switch started the set off with Boys from their upcoming EP Happiness. A whole lot of EPs going on there. EP. Okay. Next up here, something that I'm pretty excited about. I heard this track a while ago, but never got around to playing it. I was waiting for the album to come out, I guess, but we're still a ways away from that. I think possibly sometime next year. Band called Low Dose. So this features the vocalist from Legendary Divorce and members of Fight Amp backing her up. And both those bands are great. I've played them many times on the show before. So, I'm going to take a listen to their very first single. This is called For Sure from their forthcoming self-titled album. This is Low Dose on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Wow. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. That was a band from, Columbia? Yes. Yes, band from Columbia called Muro. Track was El Futuro. The name of the album was Ataque Hardcore Punk, something like that. Got turned on to those guys by a friend of mine in Edmonton who's runs the Grizzlar record label and coffee shop. This guy has got such a finger on the pulse of the punk music that's happening south of the American border. Always some good stuff coming from his recommendations. Gouge Away from Florida before that. Holy smokes, that was amazing. Name of the track was Subtle Thrill off of Burnt Sugar. Wow, I was just blown away there. And another great track, Low Dose with For Sure from their self-titled album that should be released sometime in the near future. Speaking of albums that will be released in the near future, El Banda from Warsaw, Poland. They got an album coming out. I don't know when. There's been no date set for it. It's called, it's Polish, but translates to something like The Wind Sows Us. And they got a new track that they're debuting. This is the second one that they've released off this album. And I have to, what's it called? Sign of Anxiety. Yeah, this one's in Polish too. So I'm not even like, there's so many vowels, not even enough vowels. There's so many consonants that, I don't know. Anyways, it's a great track. We're going to hear it right now on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Don't miss Calgary quintet Ruben in the Dark as they make their return to Winnipeg on Saturday, October 27th, bringing their exquisite live show to the West End Cultural Center. The group makes chilling, emotive folk and soul driven by dark, introspective lyrics that explore the duality of misery and joy. With five members scattered across Western Canada, Ruben in the Dark has emerged organically from Canada's stellar independent scene and boasting a rare chemistry that translates the language of emotion into song with haunting clarity. Tickets are moving fast and are on sale now for $20.50 plus fees, available through Ticketfly, the West End, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year, don't miss top-notch Calgary act Ruben in the Dark at the West End on Monday, October 27th. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the West End Cultural Center, and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're just about out of time here. What did we hear there before that commercial? That was Old Scratch from Brazil. You know what? And I just played an Old Scratch song last week on my Pledgerama show, but then they released a new single, so I had to play it. The name of that track was called What I Dress from the single for You Don't Have a Name. Death Cassette from Winnipeg. I played them last week, too. Maybe I'm just getting lazy. I don't know. Shh, don't tell anybody. That was from the live studio recording they did here at the University Station here, UMFM. Name of the track was Regrets. They just played on Saturday at the Cavern. And El Banda started the set off with Signs of Anxiety from The Wind Sows Us. All right, I'm going to leave you off with some high-energy, sleazy rock and roll. We got Death Traps from the UK. Track is Murder City from Gotta Get Some. I think that came out last month. The Toxics from Vancouver with a brand new track called Bonfire. And the Dead Vikings from Japan with Racing with the Devil. All right, thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour, and I have been your host, Jeremy Rancid, 101.5 UMFM.
Never knows when to fold. Shooting down under.